Good morning. Welcome to the Friday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Today we wrap up a week, a broadcast week of focus on a place of belonging and been really looking at God's kingdom and his church, and even more than the generic broad sense of the kingdom and the church, I think it his body that meets together locally, the things we call local church congregations, ought to be a reflection of this place of belonging. And today I want to wrap up with what may sound familiar, but specifically talking about belonging to God. And sound familiar because already this week we've talked about belonging to Jesus. We've talked about belonging to the Lord and, you know, things which are Jesus and the Lord are God. And so it sounds like, you know, we've already talked about this. Well, we're going to look at it from a little different aspect. In addition to talking about belonging to Jesus and to the Lord, we've talked about belonging to one another. And yesterday we talked about belonging to the day. And today's topic and conversation will kind of flow out of that belonging to the day that we talked about yesterday. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9 says, "But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people belonging to God, so that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness and into his wonderful light." A chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people belonging to God. Addressing a group, those who believe in Jesus, those who are obedient to Christ, those who have been cleansed, who have been washed, who have been set free from the slavery of sin. And as a group and as individuals within that group, they are a chosen people. They are a holy nation, a holy gathering. They are those belonging to God. And when we consider what it looks like to belong to God, that idea of being a holy priesthood, as we've been going through the book of Joshua in the sermon series this past Sunday, I talked about that God had made a place within his nation for those who would serve him, those who would represent the people before him and represent him before the people. The Levites, the priests, those who were of the tribe of Levi, whose job and whose inheritance was God. And as we come into Christ, we belong to that priesthood. Those whose inheritance is God, those whose job is to represent God to the people and to represent the people to God. And it's not something set aside for a select few. And so as we belong to God, we have a responsibility. And Peter says that responsibility is to declare the praises of the one who called us out of darkness into his light. Belonging to God ought to mean something to you and to me. It ought to mean something that changes the way our life looks to others. It ought to mean something that changes the way our conversations sound to others. In the way we live, the way we do life, there ought to be this presentation. Not a put-on presentation. Not an acting. Those outside of Christ have enough of a problem considering those in Christ to be hypocrites. Which really has this idea of putting on a fake face, of wearing a mask, of being something or someone different than what you portray, or portraying something different than what you really are. But when we really belong to God, when we live like we belong to God, our life declares the praises of Him. We are excited about it. When I think about belonging to God and declaring His praises, I think about the difference between individuals who don't like their family. And sometimes for reasons that are definitely understandable. And they're ashamed of it. They try to hide. Some will even change their name so they're not associated with a particular family. Because their family is an embarrassment. Their family is dangerous. Their family has been harmful to them. Others are kind of neutral on it. They'll say, well, it's nothing to write home about. And they don't say anything good about their family. They don't say anything bad about their family. You kind of think, well, they maybe don't have a family. But then there are those that realize the value of the family they belong to. I think about my mom and dad, and I talk about them from time to time in my preaching and the writings that I do. I declare their praises because they have value. Their love for me, they have led a family that I belong to that has been good. And when I think about belonging to God's family, if we truly belong, if we truly recognize that we've been called out of darkness into light, our life ought to naturally declare His praises. It ought to be something we're excited to be a part of. It's one of the reasons I believe that the gathering of Christians in a worship time ought to be one of the most exciting things we'll ever see. And so it raises questions and some sadness when there's more excitement elsewhere. And when we come together and we realize this growing sense of excitement, and I believe that for the most part, people are excited to gather together and worship God at Deer Run where I'm at. And I can see the excitement continually grow, which is what it ought to do. But for every one of us, no matter where we worship God with others at, it's this awareness that we belong to God. It's this awareness of who we are to Him. It's this awareness of the family that we belong to. It's the awareness of what we've been called out of and what we've been called into that leads us to declaring the praises of God in a way that, but we really can't help ourselves. We just like being a part of it. We see the value in it. We want others to know the value of it. And when we live as those who have a place of belonging, and when we share with others about a place of belonging, we do so in this context that the place of belonging is with God. It's His place. And when we know that we have a place that we can come home to, that we can be comfortable in, that we can kind of kick our shoes off at, it gives us much to declare praises for. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love has called us to yourself. Your love has given us a place of belonging, a place of belonging with you, and a place of belonging to you. God, today, as I pray, I ask that you would help each one of us to see us as you see us, to see one another as you see them, that together we would know that we are a royal priesthood, a chosen people, a holy nation, a holy gathering. And because we belong to you, may we naturally and supernaturally declare your praises. May our life be different. May it shine with the light of Jesus at all times. And Father, we know that we mess up, we sin, we stumble, we fall, we dim that light through our actions, through our words, through our laziness. And so we ask you for forgiveness, for restoration, for courage and encouragement, for correction, for teaching, for all of those things needed to continually grow. We know that your word is that food that nourishes our very spirit. And your spirit within us gives us that direction and discipline and leading that we need. And we have all of that because we belong to you. So God, today as we live life, may we pay attention to what it's saying. May we not put a mask on that hides who we are or hides who we belong to. May we not live as those embarrassed to be a part of your family. And whether that family is popular and appealing to the majority or not, may it be a family that we're proud of. A family that we declare the praises of you as the one who leads, as the one that we belong to. Father, today as we pray, may we come to you with a humbleness that doesn't take advantage or try to make some claim that puts us in charge of anyone. But may we come to you with that humility of submission that says you're in charge and we belong to you, and help us to do and be and follow and love. Father, may we continually lift up one another. realizing that it's not just me that belongs to you, but together we belong to you. May we not lose sight of the interconnectedness of each part of the body needing one another. That not only individually, but together, we would declare your praises. Father, help us today to represent Jesus well, to lift him up so that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Friday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.